Hello and welcome. David Baker here, Wisdom for Life podcast. Today's one of the short ones. I want to give you something to think about, and not just think about, to do. For years and years and years, when I, as a pastor, would deal with people and problems, I would look and say and go to God, God, what would fix this? What would fix this? This person who's going away from God, this marriage that is falling apart, this young person who's making bad decisions, this person I'm trying to help, I would go, okay, God, what would help this? And so many times the answer was God just simply saying, if they loved me, if they loved me more, if they loved me like they should, which makes sense. If you love me, keep my commandments, he said. The first and greatest commandments, to love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, soul, mind, and strength. I went back and looked to see, and my sermons are typed up. 54 times in my sermons, I've used love in the title. 54 times. Dozens. It's over a full year of sermons just with love in the title. Trying different ways to teach, to preach, to help, to encourage all of us to love God more. Because if we loved him, we would keep his commandments. If we loved him, it would fix so many things in our life. The problem is our heart is prone to wander, Lord, I feel it, prone to leave the God I love. Lord, take my heart and seal it for thy God above. We need to have that done. And so in talking to God, and I felt like something that would be helpful is to show and teach and help people to do what God said to do, to sing praise to God, to sing praise to God. Singing is intimate. Boy, you hear love songs, intimate. Boy, passionate. Music is powerful. Well, to sing praise songs to God, what a great thing that is. In Psalm 28, verse 7, he said, with my song will I praise him. Psalm 40, verse 3, they put a new song in my mouth, even praise unto our God. Psalm 65, verse 1, to the chief musician, a psalm and song of David, praise waiteth for thee, O God, in Zion. Praise, to sing praise to God. Psalm 39, verse 30, I will praise the name of God with a song. When's the last time you just sang to God? When's the last time you just sang to God? I encourage you to get a list of songs that talk directly to God. For instance, my Jesus, I love thee. I know thou art mine. For thee, all the follies of sin I resign. Sing that to God. How great thou art, O Lord my God, when I in awesome wonder consider all the worlds thy hands have made. I see the stars, I hear the rolling thunder, thy power throughout the universe is made. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee, how great thou art. Sing that to God. I love you, Lord, because of Calvary. When you do this, you're alone with God, something happens. There's a breaking in your heart, a breaking in your soul. A love and passion for God to sing, I love you. Why? Because of Calvary. Because of Calvary. When you get in the car alone, don't turn on the radio. Don't turn on music. Don't turn on a podcast. Why don't you sing to God? In your closet, in the woods, just get out and sing to God. You say, well, I don't have a good singing voice. Excuse me? God made your voice. Okay? Don't put God down like that. Well, all my notes are the same. They're all monotone. Then good. God likes a monotone, okay? Sing these to God. Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. Lord, I want to serve you more than I ever have before. Give me Jesus to be able to sing those to him. I'd rather have Jesus than anything this world affords today. Would you sing those songs to him and see what God will do? It's sweet. It's neat. It's special. It'll warm your heart and get you closer to God than you've probably been in a long time. Take some time and sing to God. Make it a part of your daily time to sing praise to God. Is he worthy of our praise? We listen to music. God said we're supposed to sing to the Lord and play skillfully. We're to do more with music than we are just to listen to music. God wants us to sing and to sing to the Lord. And when you do, it'll be closer. I need thee every hour. Sing those to God. Let God do some special and wonderful things in your life. Hey, have a good day and warm your heart. Try it. Hey, turn this podcast off. Don't turn on another one and just stop wherever you are and sing to God. I love you, Lord. I love you, Lord, because of Calvary. And see what that will do to your heart. God bless you. We'll talk to you next time.